Welcome to today's deep dive. We are unpacking a really fascinating lab script today from the Gemini Forensic Academy. It's called AI Architect versus the Machine.
Yeah, it's a great one.
Right. And our mission here is to help you figure out if, you know, you are driving AI or if the machine is actually driving you. I mean, if you get into a car, you immediately know who holds the steering wheel.
Oh, absolutely.
But when you open an AI chatbot to, like, draft an email or summarize a report, that line completely vanishes.
It really does. And the technology feels so seamless that we fall into this highly sophisticated psychological trap. We treat it like a magic shortcut.
Yeah, like it's doing the thinking for us.
Exactly. We think we're just delegating a quick task. But without establishing clear boundaries, we are entirely outsourcing our brains.
Okay, let's unpack this. Because, you know, if you are driving a car, you have the steering wheel. But right now, most of us are handing the wheel to, like, an incredibly fast typing intern who has zero common sense.
Right.
Like an intern who just watched a million hours of Fast and Furious and thinks they know everything. To avoid a crash, you really have to give them strict boundaries.
You do. And the Academy teaches this thing called the Role Task Constraint Framework, or RTC, to build those boundaries.
RTC, got it.
So first, you assign a role. Like you tell it you are an expert fact checker. Then you give it the task. You say, analyze this 500-word article. But the real control mechanism, the real power, is the constraints.
Right, like telling it to only use verified sources from peer-reviewed databases and, you know, no fake dates.
Exactly. When you apply strict constraints, you are mathematically forcing the AI to limit its vocabulary. Because, well, an AI is basically just a hyper-advanced autocomplete.
It's just predicting words.
Yeah, it doesn't actually know facts. It calculates the statistical probability of which word comes next. So the constraints fence in the data it can actually draw from.
Wait, but if it's just a giant calculator predicting the next logical word, how is it capable of making up completely fake but incredibly realistic-sounding academic citations?
That is the big question.
Right. Like, logic should dictate. It just says, I don't know.
Well, because it isn't programmed to admit ignorance. It is programmed to generate text.
Oh, wow.
So when it lacks the data, it just strings together the highest probability words that look like a citation. These aren't just innocent mistakes. They are structural failures of truth.
That is terrifying.
It is. In forensic psychology, they actually call these hallucinations.
So you really have to cross-check its math. And the Academy uses the forensic fact-checking protocol for this,
right,
which means you use OSINT tactics, like finding two separate, independent, human-verified sources to back up the AI's claim. And if it fails that test, the data is compromised and you just toss it.
Exactly. But there's another layer here. If the machine is giving us these confident, frictionless answers, even when they're entirely fabricated, what happens to our mental stamina?
When we stop struggling to find the truth ourselves, you mean? It's kind of like using GPS. 10 years ago, you knew your entire city. Now, without Google Maps, I mean, you get lost in your own neighborhood.
That is the dopamine loop. When the AI instantly solves a hard problem for you, your brain gets a hit of dopamine from that instant gratification.
So it feels really good in the moment.
Right. But over time, your brain craves that path of least resistance, and your critical thinking stamina practically shrinks to zero. So AI is basically doing to your critical thinking what GPS did to your sense of direction.
Man, if it's shrinking our mental stamina, we basically need to treat this like a digital diet. Are they suggesting we set boundaries on what we actually let it do?
They are. They call it the digital detox protocol. You enforce a human-first boundary.
Meaning what, exactly?
Meaning you do the critical thinking, and the machine only does the heavy lifting, things like high-speed research or formatting text.
That makes a lot of sense. And, you know, protecting your mind naturally requires protecting your privacy, too. Which brings us to the zero-leak protocol.
A very important one.
The golden rule here is brilliant. If you wouldn't write it on a postcard and mail it to a stranger, do not put it into an LLM.
Yeah, because large language models learn by ingesting your prompts to get better at predicting words for the next user.
So it remembers what you tell it.
Oh, absolutely. If you input financial info or private diary entries, those become permanent training data. Your private data could literally become part of someone else's autocomplete.
Yikes. So the future really belongs to AI architects, those who command the code and maintain their human edge. You have to take back the steering wheel.
Yeah, by using these protocols, you ensure you aren't just a passive target of the algorithm.
But before we go, consider this. We just established that AI models are built purely to predict the next logical word based on our past data.
Right.
By relying on them more and more for writing, thinking, and creating, are we risking a future where genuine, unpredictable human originality is gradually averaged out?
That is a heavy thought.
Are we driving toward a perfectly predictable, completely average world? Think about that the next time you let the machine take the wheel.